There's so much for Red Sox fans to cheer about at today's Rolling Rally. The World Series win in five games, the franchise record, 108 regular season wins. But it's the team's personality that most impresses Cognoscenti commentator Chloe Axelson.
Any true Red Sox fan will tell you that rooting for Boston this year is no different than any other. Unconditional love knows no bounds. But most will admit that there is something different about the team this year. They had the best record in franchise history. That's a big part of it. But they're also a tight-knit group of guys who are fun to root for. And it's not just that most people would be happy to bring Mookie Betts or Jackie Bradley Jr. home for dinner, though that is true. It's how they've played the game all year long. They hustle out of the batter's box on routine ground balls. They catch flies with two hands, just like they teach you in Little League. They can beat you with the long ball or the short game. And most importantly, they act like nice guys on the field and off. In Game 3 of the World Series, after Nathan Eovaldi gave up a walk-off home run in the 18th inning, his teammates gave him a standing ovation. After Game 2, in the middle of the night, when no one was watching, Mookie Betts went out of his way to feed a group of homeless people in Boston. And Alex Cora, the Sox manager, didn't demand millions of dollars during his contract negotiations. Instead, he asked for a plane full of supplies for his hometown in Puerto Rico to help survivors of Hurricane Maria. After the Sox won, many players all said that the key to the team's success was working hard, sticking together, and being humble. Imagine that! Isn't that refreshing? With everything else going on in the world, worrying about the velocity of Chris Sale's fastball should be way down my list of concerns. But it sure was a good distraction. I'm counting down the weeks until spring training.
Chloe Axelson is editor of WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Read her essay and many others at WBUR.org.